This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yes, the election is over. Joe Biden won. Donald Trump didn't. But each candidate got tens of millions of people to vote for him. Records, in fact, for votes for a winning candidate and for the loser. So we are going to dip our toe into the politics of this economy for just 1 minute here and talk about how these two men and their parties talked about the economy, what worked for them and what didn't. For that, we've got Lee Carter on the phone. She's the president of the communications firm Maslansky and Partners. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So who do you think of the two men on the ticket last month, who had the more clear economic message?
I think, frankly speaking, neither one of them did enough economic messaging. But if I had to pick one, I would say Donald Trump did a better job talking about the economy. I think it was a message that was largely overlooked by Joe Biden. I think he focused on character, restoring decency and normalcy to our country. And I think to the extent that Donald Trump had a message this time, he was trying to focus on the economy and keeping things open.
Is it fair to say that sort of writ large, the Republican message on the economy, take your pick election cycle, right, is Republicans are like, we're going to cut your taxes and we're going to cut regulation. And Democrats are less precise and more vague about what exactly they're going to do policy wise.
There's no doubt about it. Only about 30% of Americans knew what Joe Biden was going to do policy-wise. But I think policy is really important to people. And I think by and large, Joe Biden underestimated how important the economy was to Americans. And Donald Trump underestimated how important character was to Americans.
Yeah, well, so let's look at 2020 as an outlier, right? Because not only did we have a pandemic, we had a unique president in Donald Trump who brought his own set of issues to this campaign, let's say, and that provided some opportunities for the president-elect. But as we look down the road and what parties might do on economic messaging, do you see any change from Republicans being fairly clear-cut and Democrats being more adaptable to the circumstance?
Well, I think it's important that this administration, that Joe Biden and his team really do focus on making it simple. I think that to the extent that certain messages were made simple by the left, there's some fear of that, right? And I think when you see what happened with some of the messaging that became simple, defunding the police, for example, it backfired. And I think, you know, a lot of conversations that I have with folks on the progressive side is that things are nuanced. It's complicated. You don't want to simplify it too much. You don't want to dumb it down right now because these are complicated issues. And I think there's a real risk to that. And I think it's really important for this administration to make it a priority that we all understand what's in it for us. How do we restore confidence? There's so much fear out there right now. People are really worried about the economy. And so the vision of where we're going and how we're going to get out of this is so important. And it's got to be simple. And it's got to be something that all of us understand and can be bought into.
I understand that you as the messaging professional want to keep it simple and repeatable. And that's the way to win people over. The catch, of course, is that the people you were talking about a minute ago are right. It is unbelievably complicated out there.
Oh, sure. And that's great. I mean, the iPhone itself is incredibly complicated technology, but the user interface is incredibly simple. And, you know, to the extent that that Joe Biden had this idea of building back better, show that to me in the economy message, the economic messaging. Mm-hmm. I really want to understand what that looks like, what that means. And you don't have to go in depth, but it just has to be enough that I feel confident. And that's what this is really about.
If you succumb to the urge, as a lot of policy people tend to do, to lean into the nuance and the uncertainty, that is certainly with the economy, that's a messaging negative, you think?
There's no doubt about it. And I think one of the pitfalls, you know, I do a lot of work in financial services. One of the pitfalls that people with expertise in the economy get into is they're so used to the language, to the jargon, to the back and forth inside what they do each and every day that they don't take the discipline to get out and say, I need to translate that to the American people. And that's a really important piece of what the communications team needs to be doing. You know, Treasury needs to be doing. Everybody that has to have an extreme discipline in this administration around it.
You know, the thing that torpedoes my whole Republicans do it better line of questioning here is Bill Clinton in 92 and the economy stupid.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, and there's always outliers to this. I think if you look at Barack Obama as a campaigner versus Barack Obama as a, you know, as a president, was two very different things. He had very, very simple messaging when he was running. He was very, it was hope, it was change, it was all going to be good. Once he started governing and becoming in charge, that's when his messaging became much, much more complicated and sophisticated and nuanced. And in some, you know, in some ways that makes sense. But if you think about his message when he was on the campaign trail, it was dead simple.
And we'll see, I suppose, what happens with President Biden. Lee Carter is the president of the communications firm Maslansky & Partners, also wrote a book on the topic at hand. It's called Persuasion. Lee, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.